Blog Talk Radio.
Here goes Blog Talk.
You're listening to Pax Stereo on the internet at live365.com.
Nonsense!
We're going to talk about nonsense. That's right. That's why I said turn that thing down and get ready for school. Get your homework done. Get your ass vertical. And welcome to Morning Coffee. Because you know what, you guys? It's Wednesday. Whatever you're drinking this morning, Nico got her coffee. If you got your bran muffin, your yogurt, your granola, if you got your fresh fruit, hey, whatever you're sipping on, if you're smoking those illegal Cubans, those unfiltered Camels, that badass Cali, whatever you are doing this morning, come on and share with us. That's what Morning Coffee is for. Come on, come on. It's time to wake up and get ready for school.
This is school. We have always been in school.
I forgot.
We have always been in school. Hey, you guys, you know, anybody got any hot topics for today to lead off? Anything that's like, you know, slamming?
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, well, yeah, the Pope is visiting, and that's when everything is, they're all trying, you know. You better be into the Pope, because if you're not, you're going to watch it all day anyway. But 25% of the American public, Catholic. Yeah, everybody, what's happening? Yeah.
Good show.
Good
yeah.
Show. We got hot topic here today.
Yeah.
Everybody see? You know, see, most of us who do this do other things like you. We do this, but something has to pay the gas bill. And we do like to eat. We haven't yet learned to sustain ourselves off of the lawn mowing. So we do have to eat. So those of us who work here, we often do other things. And so every day we can't be here. And so that's why today I am proud to have our own sweet hot chocolate. Nico Williams in the house, everybody. There she is. That's right. Look at her and listen to me. Look at her and listen to me. All right, let me introduce the rest of the crew because it's not much. Because Morning Coffee is the work and effort of the two extraterrestrial brothers, Victor Allen and myself. My name is Mario Hemsley, and what we do is we bring to you the truly first interactive two-way communicative network ever in existence. We broadcast 24/7, and we are masters of multitasking. I have both hands in my pocket right now, and I'm not counting change. Yes, I'm telling you. We're masters of multitasking. My buddy over there, while being a very personable on-air host, is actually working three video switchers and flying this broadcast machine that I myself designed. I know. Totally, I know. I know. Brothers, extraterrestrial brothers. Yeah. Demon seed.
There you go. There you go. I'm not the only one.
So we invented this platform. And because we couldn't get anybody to give us materials, we started doing our own shows.
That's
so
right.
Here we are in Los Angeles. And while we're not in the ghetto, we can see the fence.
That's right.
Wait, there it go again. Damn it. Damn it. Gotta get a bigger fence. Anyway, so that's where we are here in Los Angeles, View Park, right next to Levert Park. We want to thank you for tuning in for Morning Coffee. Hey, Wednesday's a special show because on Wednesday, we get to revisit our extreme social media. Now, people say, what is extreme social media? Well, we invented it. Victor Allen invented a lot of the terminology. He is the actual person who coined the term Paxteria. And so that means we're going to go look at our Meerkat, our Periscope stuff, because we all are playing. When I investigated the phenomenon Meerkat, because as a techie, the resident, around here. It came across my desk, you know, the phenomena of Meerkat at South by Southwest. That's what happened. That was in March, right? So it was such, there was an article in the magazine that comes by from South by Southwest, because when you go to South by Southwest, you sign up for Wolf, and then on you get the magazine. They want you to come back. So they sent up the magazine. They had an article about the hot thing at South by Southwest being Meerkat. And I absolutely hate when people say the hot thing and I never heard of it. That's something about that. It's just like, you go, the hot thing. And I go, I've never heard of the hot thing. So some people, it doesn't bother them, but it irritates me. It irritates me if you say the hot thing and I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Like when I got to college, they were going, we're going to protest apartheid. And I was like, what's apartheid? I was in college. Anyway, so I didn't know what it was. And so I went to look and found that the Meerkat had jumped off in March and that they had done gained in user. They had gained in users in like, what, in 1 month, what Twitter had done in almost a year. And the numbers were phenomenal and incredible. But they were talking about Periscope had come out the previous, like, November, Miko. So in November of last year. Yeah, so that's when Periscope came out. Twitter bought them and owned them. Meerkat, some other folks. And so Meerkat was the phenomenon South by Southwest. And so when I read it and went to go look, I was kind of struck. I came back and showed Vic, and Vic don't take long either. Now, he's the non-techie dude, but that's why I always like bringing my technical stuff to Vic, because he's specifically not trying to be a techie, but he's become a techie. But he specifically was not trying to be a techie. So I could say, try this, you know, and I would tell him, I'm not trying to bring you a bunch of stuff. I didn't bring him a bunch of, I said, I'm not going to be your geek friend constantly hitting you with stuff to try that's going nowhere. I am not going to be that. So when I give you something to take a look at, I want my recommendations to be of value.
Right.
So I walked in and I told Vic, I said, Vic, this Meerkat and Periscope just like look like a game changer. And when I say, when I start using terms like that, game changer. Mm-hmm. So Vic went to take a look, and the next day he was rolling on it. When we talked, he was rolling. We showed Miko. Miko took about half an hour, too. So, you know, everybody felt his sticks, posted, getting stuff. Because the numbers and the experiences,
massive
and phenomenal. Give you an example. And especially when we do it amongst ourselves. Like last night during the Quiet Storm, I think Miko had how many people on your Meerkat?
562
with her. I had like, what, 380. And Vic, what did you have?
About 3.
So those are all live viewers, you guys. Did I say that again? So like almost 600 with Miko and almost another 600 between Vic and I, more than another 600. So probably 1,200 people tuning in to that broadcast because of our use of some of this technology. So that's why today we're going to go back and look at some of the things that we shot. And we wanted also to take in people's recommendations. See, we're experimenting. What do you do with this stuff? And that's why my mind... That's actually Mario's forte. I had some other forte, but I got older. So now I have this forte. My forte is taking stuff and doing different things with it. You know, taking stuff that I didn't create and doing different things. So what we're doing right now, what everybody's seeing is that the staff, the team and I, we are doing what Victor and I have termed. We have a Victor's term. Was dream within a stream. I said a picture within a picture.
Oh.
We use these terms to describe what we're doing. And that's what you see, because this, what you're seeing there is our mix on that screen. That's what Victor is working 3 video switchers. I'm doing the sound and working 5 computers. Miko's over there, you know, interacting with the social network. You can see her there. See, you see her? See? And all this live, so we're experimenting by doing it all together. Now, that's the Mario shit. See, why do one when you can do 5?
Or more.
That's the Mario way. Because the thing about my mind is I take on the challenge like a game. And so, since my folks jumped in on it, now Miko's streaming her thing. We all doing stuff live and streaming. And if you go to the website, we actually set up a page, right, where you can see the broadcast and all the Meerkat stuff right underneath at the website. I did that. Thank you. Extraterrestrial brother.
I'm telling
you. Los Angeles. So that's what's going on. And I have to kind of tell everybody, because you know why I'm doing this? Because people are writing me, Miko, isn't everybody going like, who are you, where are you?
Yes.
Everybody's going, who are you, where are you, what are you?
How do I get to you?
How do I get to you? And we know. We got to sell it.
Sitting right there, www.packstereo.tv.
That's right. You heard it. Go to .tv because that's my technical playground. I build everything at PackStereo.tv, but the club.
Oh, don't forget to join the community.
The community, that's the club. At PackStereo.club, you can join and promote yourself. And we encourage you to promote yourself. We embrace indie, all of that. We tell you. Then you can go to PackStereo.mobi, which we designed specifically to save you money.
Right.
Save you data rates for your tablets, your phone on the go, designed to save you money, PackStereo.mobi. And our portal that leads you into everything is PackStereo.com. It's like an entry point. So a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. But the point for you to understand is that we are attempting to change and revolutionize this process. And we wanted you to know that you can be doing internet television, interacting more with us. So I'll say again, if you know folks that are interesting, some of your friends, some of y'all got interesting friends, and some of y'all just got people that you like to bone. But if you have some interesting friends, or if the people you like to bone look good enough, send them over here to Jamax Stereo. We answer the phone, our number, 323-296-6165, 323. We got to use a service. It's only two brothers. We got to use a phone service, but it's one of the best ones. One of those good ones, right, baby? We got a great phone. The phone service buzzes us, texts us, because we're two brothers trying to run this.
Yeah.
Okay? We're two brothers, and...
All day.
But we have help, and that's why we so much embrace our own hot chocolate, Miko, because she's our example of someone who's so been able to combine her own. You got to have ambitions. See, if you don't have ambitions, what you going to do? So Miko's got ambitions. She's able to come in here and combine her ambitions with the things we're doing. And she'll tell you, we're one of those people that bugs you about your shit. Don't come in here telling me about some ambitions, because then I'm going to come back to you the next day and say, we're prepared to help you pull this off. See, that's the big challenge about Pac Still. You come over here talking that mess, and then you meet somebody, you say, well, let's roll. And all of a sudden, you go, you ready? Yeah, I said, let's roll. I'm ready to do it. And we're gonna provide everything you need. I built over 300 internet television channels and gave them away. Over 300. 4 years ago, we had over 6,000 video clips uploaded to YouTube. So we're trying to do this. So again, if you got some interesting friends, they just look good.
And what was the viewership on those that you had? Remember?
Oh, yeah. Miko loves to quote our numbers. We have over 9 million viewer minutes, right, at livestream.com. Okay. 2.2 million views at what I think it's the LV, one of those. So we have multiple accounts, a lot of shows, a lot of stuff. Come take a look. All right. So we talked a little bit about the news. Big asked about the news of the day. The big news is that the Pope is visiting. Much love and respect to all our friends out there who are Catholic. I was baptized Catholic, even though I'm essentially a non-denominational person myself. But to all of my friends, I have many friends who are Catholic. They're having a wonderful time right now.
Right.
They're taking off of work. They're like hanging out. And you know what I like about it is that whether or not you're Catholic, what I like about it is the emphasis on spirituality, that we can take a moment to think about our own spirituality, who we are and how we define ourselves. Because that's so much a part of this, right? So much a part of what we're doing in the journey, how we define ourselves within this world. This Pope is different from some other popes. And all of these institutions are always political. But even within those frameworks, you know, it's amazing. People love to criticize religion. But I like to quote Edgar Casey, who said, even if a religion was perfect, it wouldn't be perfect once you joined, right?
Well.
I'm just saying it. So even if it was, so that's why so many of us, right, can get what it is we need from a variety of sources. We know people Muslim. We know people who are Jewish. We know people who are Buddhist. We know people who are Hindu. We know people who are so many different religions, and within those contexts, you can always find people thrive because we feel that the universe, the spirit, is going to reach out to find you through whatever resource is part of your, you know, designed to be your experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, It continues. So we celebrate the Pope's visit. He's going everywhere, riding around in a Fiat instead of the big limo. See, a lot of these messages forces us to think and confront issues of our materialism, you know, all of those things that we're doing. That's what I like about it. I love when the Dalai Lama came here.
Ooh.
Okay, so again, I'm celebrating, too, the visit of the Pope. I'm not Catholic, but that's not a matter of that. It's a matter of looking around at the people who embrace the religion, who are attempting to do good, and let them have their moment of celebration. That's what we want. We want our brothers and sisters who are Catholic to love this moment, enjoy it, and those of us who are not, to embrace the common unifying things that are so much a part of this thing. Okay? So that's the big one. The other big thing that I'll be talking about next week, and I'm not going to talk about it today because I'm just getting the stuff, but you guys, there's some information coming out about a secret water deal that was just signed. You know we're in the middle of a drought here, right? You guys, this is a big, huge deal. Because let me tell you about this water deal. Removed the debt of $350 million. It allowed for a certain community to get rights to the water in perpetuity. That means forever. I don't know if I said it right.
So, that means no field.
So, I'm going to get more about it, but it looks like the big issue is that, and I quote your representative, Jerry McNerney from Stockton, says, this was all done without any visibility or transparency. And he's coming from Sacramento and says this area is going to be heavily affected by this water. Mm-hmm. Who did the water deal? What is the water deal? More on that coming from Pac Stereo next week. I want to follow up on that, but I want you to say, the Times said that this water deal sets an appalling precedent. An appalling precedent. I told you the big issue of the week has been Syria. We're not going to talk about that today because I know I hit you with enough bad stuff. But I want you to know, I'll be coming back to this next week about this secret water deal that the Times is calling appalling.
Hmm.
We'll be doing that next week.
So basically what you're saying is they're not regulated.
It's just
Basically.
First of all, you guys need to understand, you actually should go look and figure out how they were able to learn to sell you water, which you already own.
Oh!
Rich folks conspired to sell you. This is your water. This is your natural water resource. They conspired to sell you your own shit. Even electricity, they did that at the Niagara Falls,
right.
using your public land, your Niagara Falls, use that to generate electricity that they now sell you. They keep pimping us. Water is another example of how they're pimping you.
Mm-hmm.
Commodities and banking, they're all pimping you. So we'll talk more about that. I'm not into that this week. We got to go look at the social media.
Wait a minute.
We're not trying to. I read it yesterday.
Wait a minute.
But I'm telling you, go look and think about it. How the hell did they learn to sell you water, which you own?
Wait a minute.
Okay, or electricity generated from your natural resources.
You want 30 seconds?
Yes, I need just a few seconds. Mario, somebody said, I don't want to say the name, are you getting hit with a water bill penalty?
No, because I've learned to recycle my urine.
Oh.
I can water my plants, and I made an absolutely delicious soft drink. It's just wonderful. Yeah.
Miko, she
didn't know, but she had for last night.
You know what? But wait a minute. How much do you believe the reports?
Negative.
And how accurate they are as it relates to that? When they did a study that 31% of consumers, specifically in Southern California, met and exceeded conservation levels. The consumers, not the business.
Right. That's what Dick is saying. What Dick said, for those of you can't see, because he's not on mic, he's holding his.
Yeah.
He's saying that there's a report that said that 31% of the consumers in California, they actually did more than was requested. But then when you look at certain businesses, well, if you can get that data, what happens is a lot of the times the data is hidden from you. okay, as to who's really using the water.
Thank you.
That's hidden from you.
Thank you.
Because once again, I told you the fact that they're selling you water already is a scam.
Yes.
It's already a scam.
Yes.
Tesla, Edison was in with, there was a big money struggle over electricity, and Nikola Tesla wanted you to have electricity for free. For free. He's the one who actually designed your system of alternating current, your AC system.
Well, thank you.
The one who's the car, they just bought his name for the branding.
Mm.
But if you want to read up on it, go look up Nikola Tesla.
Nikola.
And what Edison did, Tesla did to many people more.
Mm. Well, you do
go take a look.
And you do know that the businesses are willing to pay the penalty because they make so much money and profit.
Right.
So they're not going to water ration because they don't need
it. No, it's like the banking industry, which pays out billions in penalties and doesn't mind because they make multi-billions.
Okay, but that's like the movie industry, too. People constantly go in there flushing toilets. They're using more water.
And we would like to encourage them to flush the toilet.
You know, water constantly being used.
Whatever
there.
Water you use to wash your ass, I want you to have that water.
Some of you can
wash a little more. Get in those little nooks and crannies.
Now, down here at the end of the block on Crenshaw and Vernon, did you see how they use that water?
Yes.
I think, me personally, and I could be wrong, but yesterday they were using so much water. So much. You would have thought that they would be hit with a fine.
No.
But there again, you have to look at who gets to use what water.
MPA.
But again, if you happen to see that wonderful soft drink that I'll be coming out from my recycled urine.
No.
It's so tasty, like a little lemony.
You take your own
all focused.
I made a recycle. You can water your plants and make a soft drink.
No, but you know, you did cover a couple of months ago back about the children in Africa coming up with the urine recycle. For
a bunch of folks have done energy generating devices that use urine.
See?
The contest that was sponsored by Bill Gates and some folks, I believe, was actually won by some young girls from Africa
who
designed the product. Yeah, that was a wonderful
thing.
Well, today, you guys, it is Wednesday. We're supposed to look at some social media. But I also have a few things to remind you of. So the first thing I have to remind you of is that here at Pax Stereo TV, we totally embrace Creative Commons, which is the movement to allow you to get music from artists for free, but still reserves their rights to use it in other things, you know, to license it for movies and TV, but it allows them to give it to you, the consumer, for free. And we support them, and we talk about dig.cpmixter.org. Let me see, I guess I should show you. Take a look. dig.cpmixter.org. Because you can go there and get free music, legal, legitimate music that people want you to spread around to your friends. That's why we're part of this movement. And not only that, the music is about. Our favorite artist that we love is Love Shadow. We also have a fond affection for Laswell, Old Dog, and some other ones. But still, Love Shadow is the shit. And so, for example, I'm about to play you a track right now. We've been playing tracks all week, but, you know, and I tend to play them. I already played Crazy Love. Well, Crazy Love, you're gonna get a chance to hear a few. But I wanna play something different because this is the first track that made me fall in love with Love Shadow's music, and it's a mellow track. So you know, this is I wax mellow. Nope, wrong track. So here it is, drunk in a smoky bar, drinking an Imperial Porter mix. Remember, you can get this free. Right now, Love Shadow. Oh, excuse me. This one is last.
No, that was like
I know I keep drunk in a smoky bar.
Yeah, but they do collaborations too.
When you walk away, you said I stay. The world has no shadow. Thank you.
get it free right now. Go get it free. I'm bringing you free shit. Yeah. Appreciate it, brother. That's Laswell, Love Shadows, buddy. They collaborate. He got bad tracks, too.
There it goes.
This one?
That second one.
The second one right here? Mm-hmm. The Gear Beast?
Yep.
the Gear Beast Gear Pole, and don't mistake that for the marital device of the same name. The Gear Beast Gear Pole plug and play, and actually both are plug and play. This is the one that has a Bluetooth control. This is only $14.99. Damn! So you got one with the Bluetooth in it, but it doesn't do tripod.
No, they have attachments you put with that.
If you want it to be tripod.
Yeah, they do have that.
Like, I love, you know, when you get these electrical things, you want attachments. Just like when you get that jackrabbit, you need the different heads on it. You know, the little ones, the little fingery things.
And it has a
you
lot.
You need all the different attachments.
It's really nice.
Make sure you get enough. You never know what your old lady's into. Get all the attachments. Yeah, you never know. Yeah, make sure they're washable.
From 15 and a half up to 40 and a half.
That's right. So 15.
Well, over 40.
So go get one of these selfies because PMC was asking, and we know we want to save him some money so he can go to the deli, get one of those wonderful sandwiches in Pittsburgh.
Wow.
Gotta save him some money.
And some of them come with remote.
Some of them come with remote.
Yeah, like the one far corner at 16.
By the way, I did see a marital aid that you can actually sort of stick in your underwear and then trigger it from your phone. You can wake it. Wonderful for those long meetings that are really boring. Wonderful for those long, boring meetings.
Okay,
you know those staff meetings, you can just be like,
sorry.
Lydia, huh?
I'm apologizing for that one.
I'm just telling you the wonderful things that the technology offers.
Guys, education and technology.
I tell you, you learned it here.
Attack there.
Alright, we're going to come back, you guys, and look at some of our own Meerkat and Periscope postings. But before I do that, I'm going to give you an appropriate visual intermission that now this time actually supports the music, showcases the music of Love Shadow, and also gives you a glimpse into the photos and videography work of my own partner, Victor Allen. The focus of the eye so often is our own hot chocolate. Take a look at the latest photo slideshow animation.
Great time.
And then we'll be right back.
And
take a look.
Camera. All right.
Oh.
That's Love Shadows. Song free.
Right?
DJ Marzita, a.k.a. Jordan.
If you outside the garden, my place quite like home. So you're thinking about the sudden rest to gain a human soul. You're a holier in a garden, queen takes you as a pawn. You were never ugly, darling, all this time you've been a swan. A swan, a swan, a swan.
Life's out of body heat. Morning coffee.
Groceries.
Oh.
So I'm gonna have to put the camera on.
They're early.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Totally.
He said, Mario.
I gotta go.
They know us.
So So our groceries are being delivered.
Right now.
Dick's going to keep the camera on like this.
Now, if I keep it here, that means it's off of you guys. Now, which one do you want?
You keep it with me. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I can't switch.
Oh, that's okay. Keep it like that because it keeps it on my screen.
There you go. There you go. You got it.
All right, so I want you to tell Miko at 500 and some people on hers. So you can go and see her. Now, don't look at her rack because that's kind of distracting. Listen to her, though. Just listen to her. That way you can get the appropriate topics in. You can go see. Miko, let's go see. Okay, let's see. Here she is this morning. This is getting ready. For the show this morning.
Hey, everybody. Hi. I'm Miko Kim, and this is Hi, everybody. How you doing? Today, I'm getting ready for the show called The Morning Call Get Hunter TV. And it's a morning thing being Victor Howling. Hi. I see you.
I'm trying to get that video back.
Is
that what you look like in the morning?
Yep.
That's not too bad.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for joining me. And, you know, everybody's saying, because last night I had makeup, and today, this is my bare face. And I look
That's her bare, B-E-A-R.
So, I'm just winging today. I'm not trying to be super pretty or anything like that, but I'm just going to wing it. I got this cool shirt.
But you put on some makeup now.
You
want to see her?
So,
you got this beer.
Like I said, don't make up.
Y'all
here. So, yeah, I have vlogs just like everybody else.
Oh, you have vlogs?
I'm going to get my hair redone. It'll last.
That's Miko.
I know a couple of people are at work. You know, LUSD is off. You know, the food is big. They're off today, so your kids might run you crazy at home. But if you happen to be at home, thank you. Are you Miko?
That's Miko looking at herself on the air.
Yes, I got it. I'm not scared to say it, yeah.
See?
Oh, thank you, thank you.
This is my design. Alright, okay, that's a little, you guys are man who gives a shit. But then we like to watch women talk about this stuff, so go on.
And thank you. Thank you. I see you, Modern Mom. 101.
Hey, Don.
Oh,
I know who you are. Oh, tell everybody at LA Live. I said, hey,
if you
still
with them,
you
produce, right? Yeah, hi.
These are
Miko's
Meerkat posters.
Yeah,
it takes
both.
All right.
I've been on
That was not
a... And I've done crazy things. I went from a size... 18 to size
14
regular. So I really like it because I'm in the size 14 now, which took a year and a half, by the way. I'm not going to lie.
I have to get really buckled down on my weight.
Because, you know, I love food. Food is so good.
Food is good. Food and head. Two very good things. Let's weigh them. Food or head. Which is the most important? Which is the best? I think head.
And you'll see what I'm doing. I'm putting a couple of things. Take both.
Head before
food
or food after
it. Either way, it don't matter.
And don't get me wrong. I still eat what I would like to eat, but I do it in increments, you know, as far as junk food, every blue moon. But I notice when you get on the news tip about eating and you're losing the weight or you're toning, if you start eating more healthier, more organic food, you know, and try not to eat late at night.
Your boo-boo changes. You start eating differently, your boo-boo changes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You have different boo-boos. How's your boo-boo today?
Regular.
Change your boo-boo.
You have lemon, cucumber, kale, and some other stuff, you know. You can put...
That's kale. Everybody's eating kale.
And I wouldn't know, honestly, because I'm like three trainers.
Oh, three.
You know how they say that there are certain foods out there that help burn... fat,
mm-hmm.
And I have a diet. I'll actually post it on my Facebook page. So that way you can have it. But I try to do one food you know, each meal throughout the day, and then, you know.
We recommend enemas.
Uh-uh.
Hot coffee enemas.
Oh, God. You know, this is like my third day doing.
You see what the what your crew saying over here? Talking about Mario, you lied. What are you talking about? Brick Day said you lied about what?
A bucket of water on me by the time I finish. This is for 90 minutes. No, not 90 minutes. I can't do 90 minutes no more. But you know what? I have
to. I can't either.
You should go. You know, I go to.
I can't do 9 minutes.
Booty yoga in LA. Motor yoga, excuse me, in LA. Off of Wilson La Brea. And it's between 3rd and 4th Street. You know, you sign up. It's really cool. Try it. One class session is $20. I'm not trying to.
Nico's hanging out doing yoga now. You would happen to do internet television? You get invited to do yoga. Come do yoga. Come with us and do yoga.
Within a year and a half, because I wasn't consistent with it, but that's why it took a little longer. But if I would have stayed consistent and went ham on it,
how about some cake with the bacon, pork, that's Miko. Everybody give it up for Miko.
Yeah.
You can't wipe out these ear caps and I'll vomit. I'll vomit. I can't watch tonight. It's like watching Oprah do those wedding shows, you know. After about 8 minutes, you're ready. I'm just telling you, it only takes so much. And then,
right.
Like Lifetime TV, you can only force those men to endure so much.
Now, if it had TNA on there, you'd be all day.
Well, of course. Of course. Therefore, put more TNA in these, and we'll be sure to support you more.
Okay. Yeah,
we're cool. Okay, Victor's been working with the groceries. The groceries were being delivered. We get groceries. Have you guys tried that? The Vons? It's like $6. And it works good because we're busy here in the studio entertaining you all.
Well, a lot of the grocery stores now, Mario, are delivering groceries.
That's right.
And,
you know,
you guys yeah, thank you. Albertson is doing it, you know, like I said, Vaughn. And then Food for Less is trying to do it. You know, some of the former markets, what do you call it, former markets, some of those do in certain areas. So there was grocery. I didn't know that.
We were having vegetables, fresh vegetables delivered here because my concern for our colons has no bounds.
Ooh.
I need colon consciousness. And I hope that some of you listening today are thinking about your colon. Developing a degree of colon consciousness so you too could have better boo-boo. So
oh, God.
That's part of all of this. So as part of that, we've been eating better here at Pax Stereo because we want to last to be there to help you with your transition to the internet television. We do. So we're eating better. Nico, so you're doing better. How's that kale, Black Beauty?
I love it. Where's that place that we go, that North Hollywood? What was that? We were eating kale mixed with what? With the kale. What was that place we went to?
Oh, the one we went to, that's the French place.
Ooh.
I can't remember. It's right across from the Church of Scientology.
Oh, yes, right?
Right. Right across from that.
You know how
in Hollywood,
you know
there's
how
a cafe. Do I know how to... Kale.
Yeah, like how they do.
I don't know how they do.
Well, how they prepare their kale.
Well, different kale. No, I don't know, but there are kale recipes. I watch the Food Channel.
Yes.
Okay. And they do have a lot of kale recipes up there to try to convince us that we want to eat it.
Mario know how to cook. It's good
we
cook.
Don't want to eat it. No, sometimes.
No, all the time.
We had a wonderful kale salad at Cheesecake Factory, but it's too much. Everybody talking kale. We're tired of it, okay? You have it sometimes. Make a reasonable effort. No one's going to go, woo, woo, kale. Okay? No.
Okay,
but I ate it, right? We had the one with the cranberries in it. Remember that?
Yes, but I didn't care for that one so much. I like the one we just went to. The one in Coconut.
The women that we associate around here constantly make us spend extra money on eating out. I'm just commenting. It's one of those adjustments up that's easy to do.
Thank you.
See, what happens, for those of you who don't know, my father told me this. He said, you know, son, it's easy to adjust up. You'll shock the shit out of yourself with how fast you can get used to better food, better sheets, better hotels.
Better everything.
He says, it will shock the shit out of you how fast you can adjust up. But that adjusting down, that's a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Just a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But adjusting up, That is cool. So right now, our associates, because they are, you know, expanding, it's an expanding world, expanding interaction. So Miko's now hanging out with people who do yoga. So she gets to go do yoga.
And then
they're out having kale salad now.
Yeah.
So, of course, she...
And smoothies.
And smoothies. So, she's so much...
Protein shake.
You know.
However you want it.
Look like it. It's a wonderful example of the American dream.
Hey, and it's good for your heart, body,
and your colon.
Yes.
And look at Miko.
I've been...
When you look at Miko, I know your eyes go, and think about her colon. Think about... Is it a happy, friendly colon?
No, don't say that.
You want a happy, friendly colon. There's nothing worse than an unhappy... Unfriendly colon. Just badness. All right. Now, we're going to Victor's out there still with the groceries. So I don't have the switcher to switch.
I know.
There's no switcher to switch. Okay,
I'm
so let's go take a look. I guess I have to walk over to the switcher.
Wait.
Over to the switcher.
You better talk about the news.
We did news a half an hour ago.
Okay, but no. Somebody just said, Double Planet or something like that.
Can we please get the folks' names correct? We want to give you your pub.
Marcia said, how come you're not reporting about the Viola speech?
You know,
Marcia.
There's so many things. Marcia. Viola Davis did do a wonderful speech. I think she's the first black woman to win for lead in a dramatic series.
Mm-hmm.
And so she did do a wonderful speech. Well, because I'm trying not to cover that much. We did a lot of news before. There's so much news. And then, you know, I'm all leftist and stuff and radical this. And then, you know, they get angry.
Okay.
But I've been doing less news, but you're right. We should have acknowledged Viola Davis. Oh, a little loud, huh?
That's okay. So she wanted to know what was your opinion about it, and how did you feel about the whole situation that went down?
Huh? What situation?
With Viola. And
what situation?
The lady that tweeted out the racial comment.
I have no comment. There's always going to be people who are nuts. It's like Donald Trump, right? Rich white bigot. That's not new. That's pretty much what it was when I was coming up, pretty much. Now they have rich white folks who are conscious. More of them, like Bill Gates, who are actually doing a number of people who do it. So it's across cultures. But still you have reminders that Donald Trump would feel comfortable insulting every Latino in the world. It kind of shows you the arrogance that he would get up there with that hair that only he thinks looks good.
Ooh, and a hot mess.
The hair that only, he actually thinks of, I wish he would come on my show.
How he have that much money and have a messed up hair?
We would eat his ass alive. But he don't come talk to us. He won't come talk to someone like me because he knows I eat his ass alive. Okay? He knows. He knows to stay the hell away from here.
Mm.
But that hair like about to take flight. It goes to show you, money doesn't bring you true intelligence or integrity, because that's why he doesn't have them.
Oh.
Okay. All right. It just proves you can sell real estate. Ooh.
And fund other people's campaigns.
Whoopee. Like, that's really, no offense, so that you can make a bunch of money being an asshole. That's been done before, too.
Okay.
Make some money doing something conscious. Make some money helping people. Get known for being the person who brings joy and hope to people. Don't make money like that, and I respect you. But just being a loudmouth, rich asshole, I'm not.
Hmm.
Okay? I'm not.
She said, dang, Mario, she's liking you.
That's what Donald Trump means to me. That's why you voice people like this, because we would eat them another new one. Okay?
Hmm.
Asshole, that's not new.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Well, he said he's not considering dropping the race, which I haven't seen him do yet.
You know, I want the Republicans. First of all, I'm don't get me started, because I think both parties are a joke. You know, they agree on historically, the Democrats and Republicans agree on almost 90% sometimes over 90% of budget things.
BS.
If in your marriage, your relationship, if you agreed on the money 90% of the time, how wonderful would that be?
No.
So the Democrats and the Republicans are the same for the money. It's the talk they do. Okay, that's why nothing gets done. That's why the Tea Party example is that's white folks coming to find out that their vote doesn't mean shit.
Ooh,
we knew ours didn't mean shit. But the Tea Party came about because conservatives started realizing they were being ignored. Duh. And now they really are pissed off. Is anything changing? No.
Wow.
Are the Republicans changing because of the Tea Party people?
They say, well, no. Thumbs up. Ooh, uh-oh.
No,
uh-oh.
Because the Tea Party people are just an example of white folks learning that no one gives a shit what they think either.
You don't get this type of news. Either. Tell you.
Okay, that's what that is. So now they're shocked because America leaves the world in shock. But I could have told them their votes meant nothing. They were being placated and played to, pandered to make it seem like they actually had a voice. Which they did, because none of you do. Money has the voice.
Ooh.
Money has the voice. Why would they listen to people who don't have money?
Uh-huh.
They don't. The average senator has to make like something like $10,000 a day, 7 days a week, just to fund their re-election campaign.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Just to fund their re-election campaign. So it's all a joke. It's all bullshit. That's why the election is amazing to me. Because there are no candidates, but there never is. But at least they try to give you usually something that looks like a candidate.
Right.
With Obama, they promise you change. Do I need to comment on that?
No, you do not.
Is there change?
What they say?
I'm a black man. Believe me, I love having a black president because of the image, the goodwill it does to have those images protected.
Like
that's
right.
Very important in the world. So I can't put that down. Plus, let me tell you, I got black people who are old, who've been living for this all their lives, like my mother.
Thank you.
So they have Obama shrine with like candles in his picture. So when I go over there and criticize the president, they looking like at me like, you know, I got shit on my
like
face.
Crazy.
Okay? But the truth is there's some real issues here. It's no change.
Well, I think he's stepped into a hot seat already.
All bullshit. The next president, when they get the female president, there'll be no change.
God.
When they get the Latino president, there'll be no change. When they get the first lesbian president, there'll be no change. Because it's all about no change. It's about finding people who look like change, presenting them to you, while giving you nothing.
Mm.
And watch them do it again. They just did it. We had an African-American president. I ask you, is there change?
What they say, Mario? But your people in America and Periscope saying?
Is there change?
My people say 100%.
There's no change because it's not about change. So I can't vote for Hillary. I know about that's about as mainstream bullshit politics as you can get. I can't vote for Hillary.
Mm.
There is no Republican candidate because they are self-destructing. I know Ben Carson from before. He's changed. He had a seizure and woke up ignorant.
Oh, wow.
I know Ben. I'm amazed and disgusted by some of his views.
Ooh.
Okay, I know him. I knew him years ago. You know, he's not going to remember me, but we were on panels together.
Really?
So I know him. People change. So there is no Republican candidate. They are self-destructing because they got Donald Trump in front with 20-some percent.
Damn
okay,
true.
First of all, they have managed to convince you that 20-some percent is like a great deal.
It's not.
That shows you how sorry the bullshit is. They can't even get numbers with their own people.
That's crazy.
You can only get 20-some percent from your own people?
Right.
Give me a break. So there is, the election is a joke. I vote because it's to prove that it doesn't do anything. I don't believe in it at all.
No.
But I vote because it actually controls the crumbs. The vote controls whether or not you get school programs after school baseball. But the vote don't control nothing that's big money.
Higher seats.
Nothing, because anything that's big money, they don't want your opinion. You don't get to vote.
It's already
you
made
get to
up.
Vote on crumbs.
Right.
You know, like, you know, who gets the little after school? Street lights, you know. And some municipal projects, you know, dams, waterways.
Well, Mario,
you get a little something.
The thing now that's hitting the shockwave is women
screaming out, shout your abortion out. Lord have mercy. And that they're saying
anybody
that
out
they
there
are
proud of
the
abortion
taking,
they had.
No, I wouldn't
I hate,
say that.
I hate abortion as a time.
But that's what. Because
all of us who had them, all of us who've been involved in abortions, who had them, we don't want to talk about that.
No, but that's what.
We're not proud of that. That's
no,
a personal decision that usually
that
haunts you.
God. Yes.
It's a repercussion of having sex indiscriminately, but
right.
We want to do. I did too. I'm not a hypocrite. I was laying pipe like I was going out of style.
Right.
Okay. So you end up having abortions. Nothing that we're proud of.
Not proud of that.
And by the way, I tell kids all the time, do you ever hear anybody say, I wish I had started having sex earlier?
No.
You ever hear that?
No.
No one says that, right? You never hear people say, oh, I wish I had started having sex earlier. Nobody says that. Why? And I tell the kids, go ask them why. Nobody says
that. Well, Mario, they're talking about cutting the funds from parents.
Planned Parenthood.
Yeah,
because,
so that's why the women are shouting that out.
Yeah,
that,
because
you
Planned
know.
Parenthood has done a bunch. It was always, all of these things are political. Just like abortion has always been a hot political topic.
Yeah.
Always.
So it's a heavy
women's issue. Rights have always been, because first of all, men were deciding women's rights.
Well,
like it was a gift to you.
You know, they're saying now, should you feel like a murderer because of aborting a fetus, and that's the thing. That's
I don't
want
to. I don't want to put blame or point fingers.
It is what it is, Mario.
Or any of that, but
it is what it is.
Those of us who participated or who know truly about abortion, no one wants to step forward and defend it in that way. What
no.
we're defending is the woman's rights to deal with something that's extremely, extremely personal and difficult.
But see, they're saying it's no longer
if
personal.
If you ever see an abortion, you will go home and throw up.
You'll cry about it.
That's just a fact. And there's no way you're going to convince yourself that that's a right. And I've, unfortunately, been involved.
Matt,
so you have trouble living with it.
Yes.
But there's no way you're going to convince yourself
no.
that that's a right. That's
no.
all I'm going to say.
No.
You do it because you feel like you need to do it for the child or
right.
your future, your career. But in no way, ever,
it'll haunt you.
Will you feel that you did a good thing. In no way. And no one who's had abortions, a bunch of you out there, go ask them. Nobody feels good about that.
Well, I can actually.
Nobody.
I can actually put myself on the chopping block. I've had one, and no, it is not a good feeling. I'm not ashamed. And it's not something that you could just easily talk about.
It's,
you know?
It's
and always
hard.
Tell your parents, talk to your kids. If you don't talk to your kids, the kids at your school are going to talk to your kids, and the streets are going to talk to your kids. And then by the time it happens, then, and the parents are part to blame for this too, because they're once they find out that your child is pregnant, you want to keep that modest child look. You want them to continue and finish school, and you want
so
them
now
to.
So the parents take them to the
so
abortion
now, yes, it's a bunch of them that take their kids.
I mean, there's
there.
A bunch of moral
so
issues here that are staggering to me and painfully. Difficult to deal
it's
with.
It's scary.
I don't, listen, this is why I don't want to decide for you because I can't barely decide my own life. I don't know why the hell run somebody else's life.
And
it's hard it is to decide this shit for ourselves.
It's a big issue because you got women out there, men out there, one night stands. You find out you got the one night stand pregnant. You might be married and not want that one night stand to mess up your marriage, so you'd be okay, I'm going to give you a check for having an abortion. I'm not saying that's my choice, but I know
terrible.
That somebody that happened
right.
to.
Right.
And we all have people in our camp that either had abortion, know someone had
and
abortion,
we
or we actually gave somebody money to get an abortion.
We, most of us cheat. You know what the numbers
wrong?
Are? No. And Miko's totally right. You know what the first of all.
So
when
it's
it
huge.
Comes, when it, first of all, when it comes to teenagers, something like 80% of them, when they get pregnant, aren't even trying to use birth control.
No, and then you find babies in trash cans, dumpsters.
Right.
Look at China.
When it comes to fidelity in marriage, 75% of men cheat, and women are only like 10% now, boys, less than men.
Right.
65% of the women cheat in a marriage, too.
Right.
And 75% of the men. Everybody in marriage is cheat. That's the data. They all... What percentage of people in a marriage don't cheat? Looks like 15 to 20%.
Okay, but I'm just saying
that's
my point
like.
Was everybody has a part
to
play a part in
this.
In
a marriage,
and
don't
it's
cheat.
Huge.
Everybody else cheat.
It's huge. It's so huge.
So,
nobody wants to step up and
yeah,
say
I'm
I
not
did.
Here to be the moral.
I just admit it.
Like I've done all the dirt. The thing to me is about growth.
True.
Growth, because what happens is you learn as a man, hopefully, or a woman, that you learn, you need to learn to respect people. Because your relationship's better. Your life gets better.
And not be careless with your body.
Right. Your life gets better when you start being more discriminating with who you discriminating about who you sleep with. And the reasons why you sleep with them. If you start sleeping with people who only treat you with love and respect, that probably knock out three quarters of the people you screw with, right?
Oh.
Tell the truth.
If
you only sleep, if you only sleep with people who you who's taking the choice, love and respect. If you just tell yourself, I'm only going to screw people who treat me nice and who I, well, forget love for a minute. Forget love.
Right.
Let's just say you decide you're going to sleep only with people who you like and respect. That still cuts out about three quarters of the people you screw with, right? Yeah. Okay. That's my point.
TMC, I hear what you're saying, and Mario, yeah, TMC said, I still think the government has no business in a woman's womb. It's a personal decision.
I do, too.
You know what?
But I'm just not happy about the abortions that I've been a part of.
This is so huge of a topic.
It's a sad part of my life.
Because it's been a trending topic on Twitter and social media for a week now, and you have women going at women's throats. You know, that's pro-this and pro-that.
No, I don't want to do
and
that.
And my thing was, you know what? A lot of people casting stones at other people.
Yeah, don't.
And if you're not ready to get a stone cast right back at you, shut your mouth.
And some of those are the ones
who
run their daughter
through.
Down there.
So if you are raped, like a situation,
totally.
I said, look, you can be a happily married couple in a suburban neighborhood, and all of a sudden a home invasion happens.
That's
they rape your wife in front of you, okay? Let's put all bullshit aside. They rape your wife in front of you, kill your husband. She finds out weeks, months later that she's pregnant, and it's not by her husband because he's dead. They didn't have sex. It's by one of the rapists. Four men coming up in the house. Now what do you do? That woman is messed up mentally because that baby's going to be a constant reminder of her husband being killed, home invasion, and she got raped by four dudes. Don't know which one of the daddies. What do you do?
You kind of deal. And let me just tell you, sometimes
that's my situation.
Out of tragedy, truly wonderful things. I've also know of people who've had the babies after rapes who've had a wonderful experience with that child.
It's how you mentally
can
handle
that. Lot, the world is full of different things.
Yes.
Let's just say, if our goal is to be helpful to people with issues, then you'll handle it differently, as opposed to being judgmental. Our goal is to be helpful and to recognize that some of these things are so difficult that your life is actually to be judged or evaluated by how you handle certain of these issues.
True.
But we all handle these issues, and most people mess up most of them. So there's no question about this holier-than-thou crap. Don't be that. Just try to reach out to me and be understanding. And remember, there but for the grace of God, go high. There but for the grace. Because it could be you.
Yeah.
It could be you. And then, you know, like I was around people. Back then they said cocaine wasn't addicting. I was in the Marina Del Rey. And people were snorting cocaine right in the middle of clubs at the height of that stuff. Because they said cocaine wasn't addicting. So I know people who became addicts. I didn't become an addict. I didn't embrace the culture, but there, but for the grace of God, could have gone on. All I had to do was make a decision. Some people snorted the coke because they wanted to impress the dude or the girl. I know guys who snorted the coke because they wanted to impress the girl.
True.
Then they became a junkie.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff out there. People become things for a lot of reasons. That means we don't necessarily want to have contempt for them. Sometimes it's the wrong decision at the wrong time. Excuse me, and it impacts their life. Because I was there and could have made those decisions myself, I tend to be more humble.
Yeah.
Again, I know people who smoked a shirt when they didn't know that it was PCP, that it was going to do that. And they forever were affected.
Oh, baby.
So some of us didn't know those things. I'm just saying to sit and judge other people is one thing, as opposed to think how we can be helpful to them. Because again, in our own world, most of us have to confront these things. Tell me that you did.
Yeah.
If you're the person out there who's never cheated or lied, let me know, right?
Ooh.
Most of, how many of you stole money from your mom's purse? Don't lie. I went in my mom's purse all the damn time. I went in her purse. I went in my mom. Mama, I have apologized to my mom. I love my mom. I give her money every month. But I didn't go in her purse. And when she wasn't home, I went through all her drawers and closets, too. I told my friends, when you're not home, your children are going through all your shit.
They are digging
through your drawers and the back of your closet. Why? Because that's what children do. Know that they're in your shit. Okay? So, who's holier than thou? Who ain't never, you know, you never stolen anything?
I smoke weed.
Did you ever walk to the grocery store and eat a few grapes and grab some of them caramels?
Oh, yes.
You had a big old barrels of the candy?
I did.
Did you ever grab one or two?
And put in your mouth?
Mm. Come on. Come on. Mm. Oh, that doesn't count.
Did it count?
Okay.
It might be a little white one, but it counts.
Like I said, holier than thou, right?
Yeah, well.
No one ever lied to get laid.
Ooh, or had to get somebody
some liquor
to get laid.
Right. Only thing I drew a line is that I was not going to say I love you to get laid.
That part.
Yeah, now my boys, we talked about this. This is high school. You know, we talked about this. I made a decision I wasn't going to say I love you to get laid, but I sure damn came close. Ooh, you get so close. But I just wasn't going to do that. I wasn't going to do anything to get laid, but I do almost. In other words, you're not holier than thou.
Right.
How many people have gone out with somebody that was actually an asshole or a bitch just off they were fine? How many people have gone out with somebody? I was so disgusted with myself for how much shit I took off of one girl because she was fine. And I was thinking, I wouldn't do that for nobody.
Wait.
But she's so damn fine.
Mario, but you wait.
Ooh, she's so damn
fine. You're
so
right about that. What y'all say?
Ooh,
she might have a bad attitude, but she's fine.
Fine. So how many of us have taken shit off of people for those kind of reasons? You know there's no integrity in that.
Wait, Brickley said he worked for sex. Oh,
see, I ain't lying. It's the truth. Both of us would do some shit.
Oh, my God.
And how many of us have people we screwed that we cannot show our parents?
Ooh.
How many of you have people you have had sex with you cannot show your mother?
Or not bring home.
There was girls I would go on dates with and my mother would look at me like she knew what I was thinking. Boy, oh no. Who is that?
What is that? How old
boy,
is that?
I told you, I raised you. Mom, it's just a girl. You think I can't see, son? You think I was born yesterday? I know what that is. I know what you're thinking. I know my children.
Yeah, but you know, some of them church ones be about it too, worse than the ones that
I'm just saying, how many of us have slept with some people and we don't want nobody to know?
Oh, that's what they call.
For a variety of reasons.
Undercover.
How many of us have had some absolutely great sex with some people that other people call ugly?
Don't start chilling.
How many have had some great ugly sex? Ugly and man, you're just good. It's the best shit you had. Two teeth missing in the front.
Or they tell you too short or too small.
You know, gut like this, titties hang down to her belly button, but the sex is like crazy.
Oh.
Crazy. How many of us have had sex? So therefore, like I said, the point of this range of conversation was to embrace the humanity in all of us, acknowledge that we all are imperfect, works in progress. Don't try to be holier than thou.
Thank you, Mario.
Because when you are, you're usually lying.
Thank you.
Okay.
Are you guys preaching?
Lying.
No. We get
Nico brought up all this shit.
Excel. Are you guys excelling?
Yes,
you know what's happening.
Leave us alone.
We're trying to get. You know what? This show has gone on too long.
That's right.
Thank you.
We were only supposed to go to 11, but Vic went to unload groceries. Left Miko in here.
Took too long.
This is what happens when you have female co-hosts.
I couldn't get everything.
And allow them to ask
man.
You questions.
I couldn't get everything.
That's
free,
your man.
So everybody, this is what happens. You have those
so
people.
You unorganized.
And we got to get the white women in here.
We work
with
you.
I know Asians.
My vanilla sisters. Too many.
Vanilla.
Oh,
they love it. Don't say we're never going to get any sponsors. We got sponsors.
No, we don't.
Can we
don't
get
really?
A... You know, I was thinking,
thank you, Bebop Beverages.
And Nico is part Filipino. You all know.
They love me.
Well, you're not part. You're part being, what are you part?
Filipino.
She's mixed. Most black people are. So we need to get some Filipinos in here, especially some of those fine. They got some good with you in LA.
I got some that are coming here.
I'm going to tell you, one thing about Los Angeles, everybody, whatever nationality you like is here. Mm. The finest white women in the world, tan, tones. Latinas off the chain. Make a t-shirt, a pair of jeans, or some pumps look like heaven. Black women of all types from the Caribbean. All over the world.
Oh, he's over here orgasming. Oh, God.
Asian women in L.A., the Korean women is fine as shit.
Okay, Mario, dang.
L.A. got the women. I guess the guy recorded
that. Just dial 1-800-FREAKAZOID.
I'm just telling you. It's wonderful living here in Los Angeles because no matter what you like, they got a whole bunch of them and their food. So if you like them, you can go get those women and eat their food. So if you like Filipinos, you can go eat Filipino all day and then go talk to some.
That didn't come out right, but okay.
I'm just saying. But you get my point. L.A. has it. Come to L.A. I told you the finest white women in the world. I've been around a lot of places.
Oh,
hand and tone.
Oh, I know they were.
Hand and tone. With ass. Okay? Hanging out with everybody more multicultural in L.A. because they know somebody of other cultures. So at least you got a lot more multiculturalism here.
Think over here. You hear him over here.
I'm
hey,
just telling you. Come to L.A. Bring some condoms.
Well, see, we actually, see, that's why he didn't know, because we stepped out. Wait, we talked about a serious issue.
We did.
Abortion,
now we need to have we had to lighten it up.
Yeah.
Nico brought up abortion and other stuff.
Well, it's news.
I'm trying to lighten it up.
It's news.
Because I want to talk about, well, we about to get off the air. Because Nico, this is what happens when you have female co-hosts.
He so love me.
Female
that's
co-hosts.
That's right.
That's
you,
right what?
But you love him.
You're giving me faith and attitude.
I didn't give you faith and attitude.
You can't live without him and you can't shoot him. You better get on. All right, this has been Morning Coffee. We tried to review some meerkat stuff. Whatever. We talked about some topics of the day. Whatever. We had our co-host, Nico Williams. Whatever.
We have fun.
Right. Uploading a bunch of videos. Now, remember I told you, DJ Mars Vita, when we were experimenting with having, how do you shoot a DJ? See, this is, I wrestle with this stuff.
Yeah.
I wrestle with this. How do you shoot a DJ? And we've been doing it, because I DJ shows on Tuesday night at the Bomb, and it's successful. DJ Mars Vita came in, right, did a live performance in our courtyard. It was the Bomb. Video's going up today. DJ Mars Vita, including the pre-show and the post-show. Go take a look. Remember, Paxdale TV, neo-urban internet television, an evolving community because it involves you. Unique and revolutionary because of the two-way conversation that occurs between us, that chat room, those meerkat people like Kathy, all the folks. Okay, that's what makes this revolutionary. Coming from Los Angeles, U Park, right next to Leimert Park, not in the ghetto, but we can see the fence. No, that's us. We're here. We broadcast 24/7. Go look at PackStereo.tv, my own playground. PackStereo.club is where you can join, make your profile, promote your shit. We want we support indies. If you wrote a book, wrote a song, join PackStereo to help promote yourself.
What was that word? Promote your what?
Promote your stuff. And if you want to save money on your smartphone or your tablet,
oh,
go to PackStereo.mobi because I designed that to save you some money on the down to see. I know it's tight. I know it's all that child support. Make sure there's.
You dodged that bullet, did you?
Yep. I'm one of those rare men paying no alimony and no child support. I get the whole check. Yeah, yeah. Well, Uncle Sam, people say, how did he get the whole check? He's not supposed to get.
Mm-hmm,
because
it's something that's trying to get your check while you're talking.
That's right. No child support, no alimony.
Watch out.
And notice how it affects my baby.
You know what? That is ridiculous. You believe in karma now. Karma comes around a different way.
Well, you would know.
Yeah.
Karma, I know karma. I used to date her sister.
Oh, my God.
I said, that's
shut him down.
I know karma. We know karma. All right, you guys, we're going to say goodbye to you right now. We're going to go out with that Pack Stereo at Slideshow Animation, the one that has that Love Shadow song. Miko and Big. You know, we're hungry. What are you guys? What are you? Shrimp and grit? What are you guys?
I know where you're going.
Food.
I know where you're going.
What food?
Think of USC.
Oh, the food truck. No, we're going to go to the food truck. Food truck. Yeah, let's go to food truck. I want some tacos.
She's going
we got this food truck, Koji. They do like Korean, Mexican combination, weird taco food that's the bomb. Multiculturalism. We're going to go to the food truck. I can feed the whole staff for about $30, $20. You go with it.
The sliders
are like two giant hamburgers.
Angus
sliders. Gotta eat. Okay, so I'm gonna go out, you guys. We gotta think about it. You guys remember to join us, follow us, tweet us, come back. We broadcast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday live. Also Tuesday night, the Big Triple Banger. That's at 7 with DJ Miko, 8 with the Quiet Storm, and at 10 with the iVision. Remember, check out our platform, 24 hours. Suggest us to your friends. Suggest your friends to us. Send us some talent. We want to showcase some of those local artists. And if they're in the L.A. area, don't be surprised. We may just have a whole little performance thing. All right? All right, Vic, here it comes, Vic.
Time to go. Getting out of here.
We'll see you later.
Peace!
So long, y'all. Peace. And Harry Green. PMC. Rick Lane. Mac will be back next week. Thank y'all. Then whenever you have women co-hosts, you got to talk about issues like abortion. Oh, and bumping. It's life, right? Miko, come over here and let me see you.
Thank you for tuning in.
Come to SideShow.tv. Enjoy our previous scheduled
you
broadcast.
For
peace, y'all.
Hi, Robert. This is Tuesday night, 7, 8, and 2 o'clock at
I gotta put the catch in.
After all,
let me put that catch in.
Thank you for joining us, everybody.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. I gotta put the catch in.
Aw, thank you.
All right, let me go over here.
All right, y'all. Thank you. Thank you.
Jesse. So, first time we thank you.
Thank you.
Much love. I think I worked off my.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you. See you next time, people.
We're gonna go get some food.
Gotta go to food.
Have a great day, too.
Food truck.
And let me help
you. Food truck.
Use my
Hold on.
Now.
It's 11:31. Pax Stereo TV.
I'm putting my social media handle so you guys can have it, okay?
Yeah, they come down, they're coming more faster today.
That's right.
I had like a constant, like 30 people.
Just constantly.
Constant. You know, it was one thing in and out, no, constant.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, really? It's going to stay, 30 some people. Total being 182 on Meerkat and 106 on Terrace. Not a bad start. Good the way you presented your topic, though.
Yeah.
No, that was a better way to, you know, that was a pretty good way to introduce those issues. Rick Lair goes, I think things run better when Miko's there. Not taking anything from you, Mario, or Vic, but she looks better than you and smell better, too. How you smelling me?
That's cool.
Yeah, well, we understand.
$189 and $190.
I mean, these are all weeks in. You add it up. What really makes you really good is you add it up together.
Almost got a
and
thousand.
Realize what we're doing compared to what
almost
we used to get, right? Six here, seven, you know, I'm just saying. The truth is, we know. This is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Ooh, that's my song. What is it? Thank you, Block Top.